Welcome once again. This is Mike Moody along with Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. If you have any comments or questions this week, write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsour, North Carolina. And as far as our question and answer broadcast that we've had at different times, we would like to pick up on that sometime soon, so pray for us. We still have quite a few questions left. If anyone would like to add some to that, please write and send them in, and we'll be glad to look at them through the Word of God. But now let's look to our Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to open your precious Word. We come before you again and ask that you would calm our hearts so we might be able to hear it and take it in. And we just ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. We see in 2 Timothy this week, chapter 3, we've been looking at the fact of the Holy Scriptures, verse 15. Timothy was told, he was reminded that the Holy Scriptures was given to him and that it was able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So if you remember, he would have been brought up largely on the Old Testament as a child, because we don't know exactly how old this 1 Timothy is, but we know that the Word of God, the Old Testament, was already completed, yet we see that he is living during the New Testament times, so much of it had not yet been written. We see also that we looked yesterday at a few opportunities that we could read an Old Testament survey, if you will, that's in the Word of God in the New Testament. We saw where Stephen, and we see also where Philip. Both of these men use a survey, if you will, the Old Testament, to tell others about the Lord. We see how Stephen was telling this group of people, giving a historical background of the Old Testament there in Acts chapter 7. And then he was stoned, of course, after he mentioned seeing the Son of God there at the right hand of the Father. And we see then in Acts 8, it was Philip, when he was sent to this Ethiopian eunuch, and he picked up the scripture where this man was reading in Isaiah 53 and preached Christ unto him. He was using the Old Testament. So then now, today, we're going to pick up with a couple more examples. In the book of Luke, if we back up there to chapter 24, the end of the book of Luke, after the resurrection of Christ, we see there was ones on the way to Emmaus. They was on the road to Emmaus, a couple of followers of Christ, yet they were distraught and they were down and depressed, yet they were just not knowing what to make of this situation. This one that was Christ had been crucified, yet here he comes and walks with them by the way. And then at a later point, they would realize that this was the Lord himself. But at first, they didn't know. It says their eyes were holding. They couldn't, they did not see that this was the very Lord himself. And then in verse 27 of Luke 24, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The Lord himself spoke from the Old Testament. Back there, the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that's the Pentateuch. That's the five books of Moses. It said from the beginning with Moses and the prophets, he told these two on the road to Emmaus about himself. He pointed out things concerning himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, by way of the Old Testament. Again, an Old Testament survey used to show someone about the Lord. And then when we go over to Hebrews 11, one of the New Testament epistles, and we see there that which is called the Hall of Fame of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11, many people use in illustration and historical remembrance, we might say. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and on we see from the entire book of Genesis is given a survey, and then on into Joshua and Judges, and the book of Samuel, and others, Kings, we see an Old Testament survey in the book of Hebrews. Read that entire chapter as it begins 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's a definition of faith. And we see an Old Testament survey is given to illustrate to you and I in the New Testament time and the church age. We're shown by way of the Old Testament the very outline through an Old Testament survey of what faith is. And finally, not so much an Old Testament survey, but a description of the Old Testament in Romans chapter 15. It says in verse 4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." So we see that the Old Testament is profitable. We see that it had a great effect, these holy, sacred Scriptures, on Timothy, as we turn back to our passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But now, of course, to keep everything in context, we must rightly divide the word of truth, as we saw there in chapter 2, verse 15, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Of course, we must rightly divide the word, as the Lord himself would always do, and we would be careful to make a difference between Israel and the church. There's a difference, two different entities. We see how God has dealt with people such as the church and Israel in different manners, different fashions, at different times. So we need to rightly divide the word of truth and see who's the Lord talking to, at what time and what manner, instead of just pulling a verse out of context. But we see by these Old Testament surveys in Acts 7 and 8, Hebrews 11, Luke 24, that it is possible to turn back to the Old Testament and to give historical references and to give pictures of the person of Christ and to be able to expound to people today about the person and the work of Christ. Now, as we go on further, let's think about 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, as we see in verse 16, all Scripture. Now, it's very interesting that the word all is mentioned. We might say all, as in some translations of the Bible uses the word every. One point with that. I like it in the King James when it says all Scripture, because that indicates the entirety of the Word of God. When you use the word every, we don't want to be confused and think that it just means in different parts of the Bible. But when we use the word all, total, all Scripture, then we get the understanding, as in King James, all Scripture, that the totality of the Word of God, it's all inspired by God. Yes, we must rightly divide it and know when it's appropriate to apply this and to what people it's appropriate to apply that, but we must realize that it is all profitable. It is all inspired. That is, God breathed. And we'll get into that, Lord willing, as well this week. So let's think of how the Word of God, we think of its accuracy. Now, when we think of its accuracy, we'd like to turn to some scriptures. I have a listing of many scriptures of that which was mentioned in the Old Testament prophecy, which was then shown to be fulfilled in the New Testament. This shows the accuracy of the Word of God. When there are ones that doubt the Word of God, one of the best ways to show, if you want to use the word prove, to systematically show and teach the Word of God to someone, and that it is truth, that it is accurate, that it is inspired by God, is to turn to the Old Testament, look at such as the book of Psalms is an excellent place to look, along with others, and to just look at these different places which spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and then how it was fulfilled particularly in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, largely around the cross. We see how there was so many things there at the cross of Calvary, which was spoken before in the book of Psalms and other parts of the Old Testament. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the mention of Messianic Psalms. That would be Psalms that would have verses in there that would be applicable to things that would literally be happening to the Lord in a coming day, which we have seen it happen. Now, in connection with this, if we were to turn to the book of Luke, we could see there, if you were to turn back to Psalm 22, verse 7 and 8, we see there in this wonderful psalm, "All they that see me laugh me to scorn," it said in verse 7. "They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusts on the Lord, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him." There we see some hundreds of years before the death of Christ, it was predicted, it was prophesied that this very thing would be said by those that mocked him. We turn to Luke 23 and verse 35, and there we see, "And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with him, deriding him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him." We see here fulfillment of prophecy, the accuracy of the word of God. Now we could also turn to Psalms 41 and verse 9. We pick up there, it says, "Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Well, we could turn to Luke 22 and verse 47. "And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? This man Judas, the one of the 12 disciples that was a betrayer, he was mentioned as one that ate bread with him, the Lord himself. But yet we see how it's fulfilled that he, a familiar friend, would turn against him, would raise up his heel against him. You think of a heel, the back of someone's foot, someone that not going to kick you outright, but they're walking in front of you, and all at once they lash back with you, towards you, with the back of their heel. That's what we see with Judas, someone who portrayed himself as a disciple of Christ, as a friend of the Lord Jesus, raised up his heel to kick the very Lord himself, if you will. But it fulfilled what was said in Psalm 41 back here in Luke 22. Again, well, we're going to close for this day and again pick up at verse 16 again tomorrow, 2 Timothy 3. So I have some 24 verses listed in front of me here in this nice little study book that I have that connects Psalms some 24 times to the Gospels and in the New Testament, of the portrayal of Christ, of how it was fulfilled in the New Testament. What truth we have here in this inspired Word of God. All Scripture is inspired by God. Join us tomorrow, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Thank you.